Okay, yesterday we gave a brief introduction to all of the various dinim of Tuma and Kalim, different categories of Kalim. We're going to talk today also in the Mishnah. The entire Perek is itself an introduction to Tyrus, and it's put in a very, very fascinating way. And it goes through, remember we pointed out yesterday, that the dargas of Kedusha, which are affected by Tumah, are parallel to the dargas of Tumah itself. And it's exactly the way that this parak is constructed. It talks about 10 madregas of in the nature of Tumah, that's Parash Begufay, and it talks about 10 madregas of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, and it talks about 10 levels or 11 levels, we'll see, there's some problem about 11 or 10 because there's an overall darga, such as Eretz Yisrael is Kadosh and then it has its dargas, or there's an overall darga of the nature of Tumah, which is Mace, and then it has its various dargas. We start, and this is a term that I did not define yesterday, we start with the nature of Tumah Chamura and then go to Tumah Kala. Tumah Chamura is the type of Tumah that is Metame Odom Vekelim. Tumah Kala is Metame only things like mashkin, it cannot be metamek kelim, or eichlin. We spoke about the various kelim. Remember that there are tremendous differences between the different types of kelim, which were some of it we're going to touch upon even in this Mishnah. And we spoke yesterday about the difference of pshutim or bete kibol or mekablin, so that we have kelim that are without any beit kibul. They're not vessels, they're only tools. And we pointed out that the use of the word kli as a tool is absolutely true when it comes to metal kelim, that's kli matechet, which is also called, by the way, part of what's called kli shetef, you will recall, because kli shetef means things that have a tahara b'mikvah. But the other type of kelim do not have a d'oraisa tuma on pshutim. They only have a d'oraisa tuma on kibul. Now, there are other dinim derabbanan where other kelim will have pshutim, but there's special rules about those pshutim. A, those pshutim cannot be made out of glass and cannot be made out of cheres. There was no gezerah of pshutei kli cheres. There was no gezerah, therefore, pshutei kli zchuchit, because remember, they were linked together with cheres. Furthermore, anything which is poshut that is tamei needs to be not merely a tool. It needs to be something that will support a human's use. But if it only supports a human, let's say you have a lad, that's not enough to be called pshutim, because it needs to be something like a table. It will support not only the person's use, it will support the things that the person puts on it. People don't generally put things on a ladder. So that's Mishamshei Adam, which are Mishamshei Ha-Adam. Those were things that we spoke about yesterday. And today we're going to start looking at the overall structure. I just want to point out to you, in many of the ancient Kisvei Yad of Kelim, the Mesechet has Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, and Bava Basra marked at the top. The first 10 prokem are called Bava Kama, the second are called Bava Metzia, and the last 10 prokem, there are 30 prokem here, are called Bava Batra. And they are basically split very clearly, because the first 10 prokem, other than the first parak that describes the overall introduction to the ideas, all deal with Kli Cheres. The next prokim half deals with kli batechet, the other half deals with kli eitz and kli or kli etzim, all of which are kli shetef. And the last 10 talk about the dinim of tumah v'tayra as they affect kelim, and then move on to what we called the kelim, which were begodim, and that includes or materials which don't have a particular shape, but which are Metame, and the other things that we spoke about, Kli Zchuchis, Yadayim, and things like that. Okay, let us begin. So, our Halak HaMishnah starts with Avot HaTumah. What exactly are all the Avot HaTumah? HaSheretz. So let's talk about each one of these so that we can do more using these Mishnayos to make sure that we get all of the concepts right. Please make sure that you keep your notebook so that you'll see If we go through it today, we'll do more than the Mishnah so that we can also understand the specific dinim of each one of these Avos HaTumais. Remember, Avos HaTumais are part of the Metame Tuma Chamura because they're Metame Adam and Metame Kalim. So, the Avot HaTuma, we begin with the Shmone Shratzim, not every Sheretz, but the Shmone Shratzim, which, as long as they are Bimotam, so they are still damp or they're still rehydratable, are metame, but they are only metame b'maga, because it says kol hanogea b'hem b'motam. The other thing, the next thing that we have is semen, shechvat zera. Now this doesn't matter whether it's direct contact b'maga with shechvat zera, or it's someone who was roya shechvat zera. Both of these become themselves only a rishon netuma, because the shechvat zera itself is an av, and remember, there's always attenuation. Av goes down to Rishon. There's only one special case where that's not true. And that is called, please write this down, Cherev Kichalal. Cherev Areu Kichalal. And that's because the Torah compares Bechalal Cherev, which doesn't seem to make any sense. And from it, Chazal say that Kalim, most learn this is only true of Klei Matechet, such as a sword, that came in touch, are in touch with a dead body, and you touch the sword sticking out of that corpse's chest, then you are not mekabel tuma from a kli, which is itself only an avatuma, and you become a rishon tuma. No. In that case, there is zero attenuation, and the sword itself is aviavota tuma, and you who touch it then become an avatuma. The same thing would be if you are an avatuma and you are touching a metal kli, somebody who comes into contact with that is coming into contact directly with you as an avatuma and not as an attenuated rishon, which would not be metame. And we'll talk about this more later, please. Let's try not to interrupt.
Vladot are not like that, right? Like, what? Vladot don't have the din of the chalal cherev, right? They wouldn't, like, if a rishon wouldn't touch through a cherev, it wouldn't become
I'm not hearing well enough. I'm sorry. Please try and we'll get to details later. I'm just trying to get an overall sense of here. Okay, so we've introduced some new ideas. So this is shechvat zera. Shechvat zera, remember, has to have viable sperm in it. If it's already 72 hours old, it's not metame because the sperm doesn't survive. And furthermore, it has to be from an ish and not from a katan. The definition of katan is up for grabs, whether it's enough to be a katan in terms of being roi labia, 9 years old and up, or whether you need to be mature enough to have viable sperm. The next case is tame mate. This is not mate, somebody who was nitba b'mate. And over there, that would include the chalal cherev or the mate as being exactly the same thing. Kli cheres, however, will never become an av hatuma, even if they're directly in touch with that avi avot hatuma. They cannot become an av hatuma. Ochlin and Mashkin cannot become avot hatuma. They can carry only rishon v'tuma. Fine. That seems to be most of the rishonim's approach. Hamitzora b'meisifaro. And when the Mitzora is counting the 7 days after he became Tohar, and then he has to wait, V'yashav b'chutz lo'alo shiv'at yamim, those are the Yemei Sifaro, and then afterwards it says, V'chibeset b'gadav, which would mean that he would be metami. And another source of Tuma, now there are a number of sources of Tuma which are very rare, and I didn't mention them yesterday. This would include a person who takes out the soyer hamishtaleach, a person who brings out the parah aduma, or less rare would be the mechatat. If you're carrying the water that were already kodesh with the efer of the parah aduma, and there's no purpose in the carrying, and you're carrying them, but they don't have a shear that is enough to dip in the ezov to be able to do an actual hazoya. Since we learn out from the pasuk, umazeh mehanida yichabes begadav, and the Gemara learns mazeh mehanida does not mean literally someone who sprinkles. It means someone who carries around enough mechatas to enable sprinkling. He is just through the carrying around. So the mazeh means a no say. But if there's not enough, then it's only nogea. Nogea me'anida is tame ada arev, but will not be metame b'masa. That is the reason that this Mishnah is called level one. The Mishnah is brilliantly designed to tell you the different things that are metame and the levels with which they convey tuma. The easiest level to convey tuma is direct contact. That is called, as we said yesterday, tumat maga. Everything that we just discussed, sheretz, shechva zera, etabe meis, as opposed to meis himself, a mitzora, and the mechatat that do not have enough in them to sprinkle, are only metame bemaga. But they are an avatuma, and they will be metame an odam, they will be metame kalim, they will be metame kli cheres, but only in its airspace. Remember yesterday, we learned the difference between kli cheres and all other kalim. So it's metame kli cheres ba'avir, but this is level one. Ve'enam metam in b'masa, none of these things will be metame without your coming into direct contact with them. Level 2, Mishnah Beit. Level 2 describes things that are metame even without direct contact. Lemala mihem, above level 1, comes a dead animal, a nevela, mechatat, that does have enough to sprinkle, because once it has enough to sprinkle, it says, even though it says that, it doesn't say beferish, it says mazeh, but Chazal learned out, mazeh me'anida means someone who carries around enough of the me'am nida that is sufficient for hazoya, that is tamei b'masa. So a nevela and a mechat ha-sheyesh ben kidei hazoya, those are two things that are metame not only b'maga, but are also metame b'masa. But they are metamin et ha-adam b'masa letamei begadim. Bimaga. Now that word bimaga is not necessarily true. And there are many, well, I shouldn't say many, but Rashi learns that the word maga here is a mistake. We're talking about letame adam letame bigadim, not letame bigadim bimaga. So according to Rashi, the idea is that if a person is wearing clothing and he carries around an avela or he carries around a mechatas, that over there, he is metame, the clothing that he is wearing, not clothing that he touches, not like the girsa of your bimaga. However, this girsa holds that, like many Rishonim, that bimasa, while you are carrying, and only while you are carrying, that which is metame bimasa, you will also be metame, clothing or kalim, that you touch at that time, where normally there would be an attenuation in which you, who are carrying around the avatuma, which is the nevela, would become a rishon. And if you're a rishon, you cannot betame kalim, and therefore your begadim would not be tame. The special denamasa is that so long as you're actually carrying them around, you would be betame begadim that you're wearing, according to Rashi, or begadim that you're touching, according to most other Rishonim. And this machlokes defines the next three words. V'chasuchei begadim b'maga. Begadim, however, are protected from tumas maga, which would mean if you are not carrying the nevela, the mechatas, you're only touching, then you will not be able to be metame your begadim. Or, according to Rashi, it means begadim are protected from maga if you're not wearing your begadim at the time that you're doing the masa, but you're only touching the begadim, you will not be metame the begadim. Completely different explanation, which of course requires us to leave out the word letame begadim bemaga, take out the word bemaga, according to Rashi. This is level two, masa letame begadim. Level three, Mishnah Gimel. Lamala Miyam, the next level up, is, as we said, a strange way of giving over Tumah, is intercourse. But it only works from female to male. This was the closing sugya that we had in Nida, the last page. And not from male to female. So if a Zav has intercourse with a woman who is Tahora, he will not be Matame, that woman. And on the other hand, if a woman who is a Zava or a Nida is the object of intercourse by a man, is penetrated by a male, that male becomes Tame, almost like the Nida. There's a difference, as we'll see. But there's a new din, and that is Shehu Bitame Mishkaf Tachton Ke'elyon. Remember that the next level up, which is level 3, is the din of Mishka V'Moshav. Now, Mishka V'Moshav is a completely different category. And a Mishka V'Moshav does not need to be a Kli. It does not need to be a base Kibel. And it is a new type of Kli, which is something that is sat on or slept on, and it's miyuchad for that use, as opposed to a kli, which is not miyuchad, like we saw in Nida, where someone will say, Amod v'nasa melachtenu. So if you take a bucket, you turn the bucket upside down, and you sit down on it as a zov, that bucket will not become tummy, because as soon as the janitor shows up, he'll give you a kick in the rear, and he'll say, you, Na'amod v'nasa melachtenu, we got work to do with this bucket. So therefore, it is not a kli for Mishka V'Moshav. Once something is a kli for Mishka V'Moshav, it could be just a simple mat, and this is a sleeping mat. Then it has no base kibbutz, generally would be considered to be pshute kliyetz. All of a sudden, it becomes royal kabel tumah. This is our big problem with sukkahs, why we can't use these mats unless they're specially made not to be used for that purpose. You can't use it for schach, because it's a kabel tumah. Normally, it wouldn't be a kabel tumah. It would just be a piece of wood, because you didn't make it into a kli. You see, these things are mamish nogea, halacha lemaisa, even bizman hazeh. So the bo al nida will, additionally to the tumas maga, the tumas masa l'tamei begadim, will have level 3. And that is to be Metame Mishkaf Tachton. Mishkaf Tachton is the princess in the peace story. But a Baal Nida is only Metame Mishkaf Tachton Ke'elyon. And there's a remez here, as we learned in the second Nida. Ke'elyon means Ke'elyono Shel Zav. Elyono Shel Zav, something that the Zav is supporting or Macy, is Metame, but it does not become an Av HaTumah. It can only be Metame a tumakala. Remember, tumakala means oichlin, mashkin. It cannot be metame betumakamura, which mishkav of a nida herself would be metame. Mishkav of a zov himself would be metame. So that means a boal nida is something in between level 2 and level 4. Level 2 is no mishkav umoshav. Level 4 is complete Mishkav U'Moshav to be actually Metame Mor Chomer, that it would be Metame as an Av HaTumah. So the next level up would be the actual discharge, Zovo Shel Zav, or any of his Mayanot. So his Mayanot would include his spit, would include his semen, would include his urine, or the Dam of the Nida. All of these things are Metame Bimaga, these things are metame bimaga and bimasa. So whether you carry them, whether you touch them, you become tame to the point that you're metame begodim, that you touch, according to all of those shitas. Mashenken, the avota tuma that we had before are not metame odam bimasa letame begodim. The boal nida is only metame Mishkav U'Moshav, like we said before. It's only Ke'elyon Shel Zav. And there's a machlokas whether a boal nida would be metame letame begodim or not. That much is not sure. But this, if that would be the case, then the chumrah over here would be that there's no shir. They're metame bekoshu, like we said before. Whereas a boal nida is only metame b'masa if he carries the whole thing. Okay. Lamalamiyam, the next level up, so it's not clear, I must tell you, whether we're counting these as separate things. If we count them as separate things, we end up with 11 dargas. If we don't count them as separate things, we end up with 10, which is more akin to all of the other things in the parak. So I haven't found anybody who speaks this out. So we have then the Malam and the Merkav, which is something that you will ride on. And that is Metame with the next level up. What is the next level up? Well, this is something that we had in Masechet Nida. It's called to be Metame not only B'masa, but to be Metame Be'Even Misama. And remember the Even Misama we took from the story of Daniel, in which the king takes this enormous rock that can't be moved except by a crane. He puts it over the lion's den to prevent anybody from getting out. Very dramatic. But the thing is, something that cannot be moved also does not register Tumas Masa per se, because it's not movable anyway. So if something that would be Metame B'Masa would be on top of this big, enormous stone, it would not normally be Metame B'Masa, whereas this, a Merkav, would actually be Metame, even if it would be beneath an Even Misama. And it too would be Metame. So that would be now somebody sits on the stone, you have the Merkav of Azov under it, it's going to become Tomei, even though his weight is negligible. And that is the next level up. Now, Lamala min HaMerkav, beyond that level five, is Mishkav. Mishkav is Sheshave Maga'o L'Matza'o. Over there, a person who touches the Mishkav is exactly the same as if he is himself the Zov, and he would be Metame his own begodim, exactly the way that you would be Nosei. This is normally never the case. You have to be Nosei in order to be Metame begodim. But when it comes to Tumas Mishkav, we have a new idea that a Nogea, not only a Nosei, is able to be Metame the begodim that normally only Tumas Masa can be Metame. This is a tremendous. Beyond that is Lamala min HaMishkav, is HaZav. The Zav who is lying on some is even more chomer than the Mishkav. Why? Because a Mishkav that is placed on a couch that has different layers will only be Metame the upper layer. Because a Mishkav does not make Mishkav, but a Zav does make Mishkav. Again, this may be the one that is not counted separately. And we know the reason for that. Because as the Gemara said in Nida, maybe this is because a Mishkav cannot lie down. The concept of lying down is not meaningful in an object. It's only meaningful in a person. So the Gemara discussed that possibility. Therefore, it isn't really that it's more chomor, it's just that it can't happen. The next level up, which could be level 7, Lamala min HaZav is the Zava. Why? Because the Zav who is Metame Mishkav u'Moshav is nonetheless not Metame the object of his intercourse. But a Zava who has all of these chumras of the Zav, Metame Mishkav u'Moshav, is Metame through intercourse. That's the next level. The next level beyond that, Lamala min HaZav, is a Mitzora. A Mitzora is Metame by walking into the house. Now, let us not confuse this with Tumas Ohel. Tumas Ohel, as we'll see, is much more chomer. And that is because Tumas Ohel actually is defined in three ways. One way is you're in the same house, which means you're under the same tefach as the mate. But Tumas Ohel could also mean your hand is over the mate, or your head is over the mate. Tumas Ohel could also mean the mate is over your hand, or the mate is over part of you. None of that is true about a Mitzora. A Mitzora who isn't in the same building, but puts his hand over somebody, is not Metame. So it's not similar to Tumas Ohel. There are other very important differences. One other important difference is the fact that he has to be Kavua in that building. So if somebody, let's say he's just walking through, he's not going to be Tame without being Nogea. He would have to be in the house. And therefore it's called Bia and not Ohel. and not bi'ila. So don't get mixed up between intercourse as bi'ila, bi'a, which is walking into a house, and ohel, which is being under the same area. So mitzora is betame bi'a. Beyond the mitzora comes an etzem kisaora, which is metame tumat shiva, even though it is not metame necessarily like the mate, which is metame ba'ohel, but if you touch it, it will be metame for 7 days. Masha'inkein, all of these other things, of course, are not metame. If it's not tumas mace, you're not metame for 7 days through touching something, and therefore it is even more chomer, because all of these things that we said before are all tumas erev. Again, we're not talking about the mitzvah himself. We'll talk about next part, next thing. But we're talking about the person who touches the mitzvah or comes into the oiha with the mitzvah. All of those tumas are tumas, 1 day tumas. Here, for the first time, we're starting to talk about a 7 day tuma, etzim kisaora. More than that would be the mate himself, who is not only tame shivas yomim, but is also metame ba'ohel. And that is unique, mash'in kula metamim. All of the other things that we spoke about before are not metame ba'ohel. And even the mitzora, remember, if a mitzora sticks his hand into the same oil, it's not going to be metame. He has to be in that house. If you stick your hand into a house where there's a mitzora, you will not be tame. But if you stick your hand into a house where there's a mace, you will be tame. Furthermore, if a mitzora is just walking through, he's not in the house. He has to be sitting there. So in the case where, let's say, two people are under the same tree, the mitzora is walking by, he's not going to be tame him. Or even if the person who is not the mitzora is sitting, if the mitzora is just walking by, the person who is sitting is not going to become tame. So this is much less chomer than the tumas mace. I think that basically concludes today. So we've got some very, very serious levels of tuma over here, possibly 10 levels of tuma, possibly 11, brilliantly mixing all of the sources of tuma with the levels in which they are metame. So the Mishnah has very efficiently and effectively introduced the different things that are metame, along with the different modalities of being metame, and put them together so that you can see the different dargas of the chumra of the various tumas, together with all of the tumas chamurais. These are all tumas chamurais. We're talking about things that are metame Adam v'kelim, sometimes even metame Adam litame begodim, such as the case of the masa of the nevela and the mechatas, which has enough for hazoya. Please review these, because these are all very, very fundamental concepts. The Mishnah did it in a sort of complicated way, but also in a very efficient way. So you get all of the dinim mixed up with all of the metamim. It seems to be complicated. It really isn't. It's just a matter of getting it straight. And as the Rambam writes in his introduction to Seder Tyrus, if you learn my introduction until you know it the way you know Ashrei, I guarantee you, you will fly through Tyrus and have no problem. But if you just read it one or two times and you can't say it over like Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, you're screwed. So if we're going to be learning this Seder, let's take the Rambam's advice, get all the basic ideas absolutely clear. What are the metamim? What are the levels of the metamim? What are the various ways in which kelim are mekabel tuma? And so on and so forth. And we shall see the extra time that we invest in this first parak will be well worth the investment. See you, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow.